Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mormon Channel Daily from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and yesterday we talked about praying for opportunities to serve others. And today we're discussing a way to do that, and that is random acts of kindness. Now, there's actually a foundation, randomactsofkindness.org. Who knew? And it's all about inspiring others to practice kindness and pass it on to others. And that's their little mission statement at the top of their website. And they have a bunch of inspiring stories about random acts of kindness on their website. And you can actually share your own story of a random act of kindness. But I wanted to share a few of those that I read through today. And here's one called Jumper Cables. It says, this happened a few years ago at Yankee Springs Recreation Area in Michigan. I had just got a new car of my own for the first time, and I took my dogs on a day trip to go hiking. This was the first time I drove the car anywhere, and I hadn't ever gotten around to checking if it had things like a spare tire or jumper cables in it or not. We got back to the trailhead in the evening, and my car wouldn't start. I looked in the compartment and found that I didn't have jumper cables. This was embarrassing, as I'm usually very good about being prepared, but I didn't expect a big problem since he just got the car, and I thought whoever I would ask for a jump would probably have cables. Not so. Two people told me that not a lot of people carry jumper cables anymore. Go figure. Even a park ranger who came around didn't have jumper cables in his truck. Finally, a young man who was there with a dog of his own showed up, had jumper cables, and after jumping the car for me, he kindly gave me his jumper cables in case it happened again on the way home. I still have those jumper cables and have needed them several times since. I think of them as bonus jumper cables since the man's act of kindness meant I didn't have to buy a set for myself at all. And if I ever meet somebody in a similar situation of having battery trouble while on their way home, I will pass them along and buy a new pair for myself. So I love that. I just think, you know, that's something that that guy didn't have to do. He definitely, you know, it was nice of him, first of all, to stop and jump this gentleman's car. But in addition to that, he went above and beyond and he actually gave him his jumper cables. I just think that's so sweet and unexpected. And it definitely made an impression, obviously, in this guy who was on the receiving end. So this next one I can definitely relate to because I've had it happen to me. And then I've gone on and done it for somebody else because it happened to me. So it says, my wife and daughter were waiting in line at our local Taco Bell drive-thru. They had just placed their order and had one car in front of them. That car got their order and left. My wife pulled up to the window, got her food handed to her, and was kindly told that the person who was in the car in front of her had paid for our entire food order and drove away. Thank you so much for your beautiful act of kindness, whoever you are. That's a fun one, I think, because there's no way that they can stop you and say thanks. You just do it, and then you drive on your way, and you never look back. Well, I kind of looked back when I did it. I did it over the Christmas season, and I was getting a hot chocolate through Starbucks, and I looked in my rear view, and it was a car full of, like, a mom and kids, and so I thought, you know what? It's the Christmas season. I'm going to pay for her order. So I paid for her order, and I kind of looked out of the corner of my eye when I pulled up to the stoplight, and I could see her, you know, smiling and talking with the clerk. And I thought, what a fun thing. Like, she doesn't know who I am, but I feel great after doing that. I got more of a benefit probably out of it than she did for the, you know, $5 or $10 that I spent on her order. It was no big deal compared to what a great feeling I had for the rest of the day. So here's another one I think is so sweet. It says, I had taken my 5-year-old to the gas station after promising him a treat for behaving so well that day. I got up to the register to pay, and my credit card was declined. I was shocked because I knew there was plenty of money in there. I walked to the back of the store and called my bank, who explained to me that they had put some kind of hold on my account. I could see the sad look on my son's face after I told him we weren't going to be able to buy his treat. When a lady who had heard the entire situation walked up to us and handed me a $20 bill and said, buy your boy his treat. This lady made my day and kept me from having to disappoint my son, and I will never forget her. Oh, so sweet. I'm sure that it just made the day of everyone involved in that situation. Now, there's another one on there about a couple who was stranded in bad traffic, and a stranger from a nearby car got out and walked over to their car and gave them a chocolate bar to eat while they were stuck in traffic. How unexpected and nice, and something that I would never even think to do. I just think that's so sweet. And told them something like, you know, this is for you to snack on and sweeten you up while you're stuck in this terrible traffic. What a nice thing to do. I have had so many random acts of kindness performed on my behalf. But one that always sticks with me, when my husband and I were first married, we went out on a date to dinner and a movie, which was a stretch for us financially. We were both college students. And a man in front of us at line in the movie paid for our tickets and then bought us a bunch of treats from the food stand. Like, came over with a huge bucket of popcorn and a drink and some candy and just said, you know, I've been, you know, going out with my wife to movies for all these years, and it's nice to see a young couple doing the same thing. So enjoy your movie, and the treats are on me. And it has stuck with me all these years. I just think it's so sweet. And now I want to encourage you to do your own random act of kindness today. Create your own story of a random act of kindness. Do something unexpected and completely random and kind for somebody else. You can share your experience with me on our Facebook page, on Twitter, or you can email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, and I can't wait to hear what you come up with. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to end today with Never a Better Hero by Greg Hansen.
Never hoping to save us by taking our pain in his hands. Never a greater compassion, never a wasted day, not one regret. There'll be never